A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think that's right.
Hello, Shay.
Welcome to the Halo Halo Show, everybody.
Welcome back. It's season 5, mix number 13. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
It seems like it's been more than a week. I don't know why. I feel like because this week, every day, I had work.
Wow, look at you.
Every day. And girl. I'm not proud of it. No, I'm not proud of it because you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to give yourself a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't condone like hustle culture and that, oh, I'm working harder than you, man. If I had a choice, I would not work on weekends. I would only have like a 2-day work week. That would be like the best.
Hey, it's my life right
situation,
now.
But I mean, it could be a privilege, but I know that some people, obviously, like you would have to work. So it's just a time in my life that's the thing.
True.
But welcome everybody to the podcast. This is the podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun. I'm Rika and I'm in the UK.
Hi, Rika G. And my name is JC. If it's your first time listening here, I'm in the Philippines. I'm in Metro Manila, Pasig City. Represent. So we do talk about everything and everything, but we do have a little bit of structure. So to all the first time Lecce fans, welcome. Rika's going to tell you all about what we do here.
Yeah, so basically first, we have this segment called Where You Been, and we talk about whatever happened during the week, you know, restaurants we ate in, where we went, if we just, you know, watched Netflix all week. It's fine. It's also the time where, you know, we recommend stuff to you or we talk about just what's in our minds.
True.
And then we have our TTs. So what are our TTs for today?
Our trending topics. For today, you can jump straight to them, by the way, going to the timestamps in the description. We're going to talk about, the Coldplay concert. Specifically, President Bongbong Marcos taking the presidential chopper to the Coldplay concert, which received
government.
Backlash, received a lot of backlash. We're just gonna delve into like not really the political side of things, just like maybe positions of power and just the ability to do that. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then Rika found something on Facebook, I think posted by Manila Bulletin, about a Facebook user who shared a post. It's like a messenger, like FB Messenger post. Of a person asking for the salary of a job that they're applying for, and then like the response that this person gave, because this is the person that's hiring, and it's a major controversial ish yung replying. And on that note as well, we also have a Reddit Recados right after that. Something went viral on Reddit, which was also posted online by other publications. It was on Reddit Anti-Work PH. So if you've ever been to that subreddit, it's just about like people complaining about working. And someone wrote a whole story, and we don't know if it's really confirmed or not, but it seems legit. Pina HR daw yung isang tao na nagka-allergy yung office mate niya because ninakaw yung baon niya. So someone took this person's lunch. And then they got an allergy from the food that they ate. And then because of that, this person was sent to HR. The person whose lunch it was. Not, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
That doesn't make sense.
I know, right? So we'll read that story a little bit as well for Reddit Ricardos. But without further ado, let's go to Where You Been. And who goes first? You or me?
I think it's you.
Is me? Oh, right. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. So first and foremost, I just came from a hosting last night. It was last night. I hosted a wedding. It was in this place called, what's the name of this? To my stories. I've never been there. Maybe you've been there before you left. It's
where?
Called Balara Content Studio. It's in like Tandang Sora. QC.
Me? I have not been there.
Madami ng mga ano eh. That... Fashion event. Ay, madami ng mga ano.
Where is it?
It's in, yung nga, Tandong Sora Street, Street 3. Nakita. Sobrang ano eh, siksika. Malapit lang sa UP eh. It's pretty close to UP. Okay.
So like malapit siya sa Katipunan side, not the Sangandaan side.
It's near the...
People know where that is.
It's near the Commonwealth, like Commonwealth side. Like if you go down Commonwealth, it's just off a road off of Commonwealth. It's marami ng mga beauty and fashion events daw dun eh. So I don't know.
Well, I think before I left, if I remember correctly, maraming ginagawa in that area. So maybe it's, you know, like an up and coming like
spot,
neighborhood or spot or whatever. Pero cool.
Yeah, if you just go to like their, I think their Instagram is Balara Content House mismo. You can look at all the stuff that happens there. But anyway, the wedding was held there and it was really nice venue. You know, sobrang siksikan lang yung parking. Like it's super, it was super impossible to park there. It's like just up a hill. And it's like one lane, and then there's people exiting coming out. You can't. It's
shit,
that's awful.
That's so stressful.
It's stressful, man.
It's stressful.
But shout out to Cherry and to Kenneth. And what was really cool about this wedding, and similar to the wedding I hosted in December, is konti lang yung guests nila, parang 90 packs lang, which for me is pretty small compared to other weddings that I've hosted. But I always tell the people, like whenever the number of guests is less. Usually it's because they're hand selected, so may nakat na din eh. I mean, I'm sure like people make hundreds, like there's like hundreds of people that they write down, and then they just cut it down and down and down.
Yeah.
And I think that a number like 90 is a good solid number because everyone was really in tune and like really having a good time, and they were there. Everyone stayed till the end. You know, no one left after dinner.
I mean, nobody can leave because of the parking.
That's true. Totoo nga. Actually, after ng event.
No, but I'm sure it's a good event.
And yeah, it was really fun. The couple requested a game na nakita nila online. Actually, made popular by, kilala mo ba si Ari Neiman? Yung sikat na wedding host. Yung kalbo. He's known for being.
No, I'm so sorry.
Ari Neiman, I'm sure some Leche fans have probably seen him host a wedding or seen him host something. He's a very popular wedding host na sobrang laki ng TF. Laki ng TF ng if you check his website. Anyway, he popularized the game. I don't think it's his original idea naman, but I think he made, like, he's the maybe one of the first to run that game here. Para siyang ano, kakanta ka lang, iba? You just sing, but like the songs that you choose are yung mga birit talaga na Mariah Carey, blah, blah, blah. So the name of the game that he calls it Birit to Win It, iba? Birit to Win It. So the couple requested, ganun na game. So gumawa ko ng mga minus ones and whatever like last week. And sobrang saya. It was so fun, man. Like, literally, like, you got, as long as the people were game, like, they were, ano yung mga songs ko? Well, I started with Taylor Swift, yung Cruel Summer. But then, you know, my Wrecking Ball ni Miley Cyrus, Versace on the Floor. And, like, just seeing them try to belt it out. Because sobrang hirap naman nun eh. It was really a good time, man. And everyone was super locked in, and I really thought it was a great crowd. So that was my hosting. I have a hosting tomorrow, by the way.
Wait, you mean today?
Oh, today rather. Yeah, today. Tonight. It's for a Thai artist who I've never heard of. It's a fan meet for a Thai artist named Build. Like Build-A-Bear. Like B-U-I-L-D. Yeah. That's his name. So I try to look him up, right? Wala siyang Wikipedia page. Ay, hassel. But he has 3 million.
Wala pa.
He has 3 million Instagram followers. And he's a pretty big deal. So it's gonna be at SM, yung Sky Dome ba tawag dun? Yung parang, alam mo yun, it's like a dome looking thing there.
Yes.
So that's Sky where Dome, it's gonna be. It's gonna be there later on tonight. I'm pretty nervous kasi pag international ano eh, medyo kinakabahan ako because I don't really know.
And plus, I feel like baka na traumatized ka na sa iba.
Kaya na. Anong anay nun? Si Crystal Fulgar?
Ashley? Ah, hindi.
Hindi, Crystal Fulgar, di ba? Yung
Korean
event.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of nervous. But it's the same team that I worked with before for a Korean artist. Mm-hmm. This time naman Thai. So it's my first time to work at a Thai artist. I don't think he can speak English. I think there's going to be, at least I don't think he can speak fluent English. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be translator talaga. So that's happening. That's the work side of things. Like I said, I worked two days in this month, man. The first gigs go for the month, for the year. but I've been watching some stuff. So Paeng and I, we went to go watch, and Marissa, oh no, Marissa wasn't there. Paeng and I, we went to go watch Boy and the Heron, which is a Miyazaki. You know Miyazaki? You ever watch any of the Miyazaki animated movies?
I'm not.
Spirited Away. You never watched Spirited Away?
Okay, Spirited Away.
Totoro, Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's supposedly his last movie. It's called The Boy and the Heron. It was okay. I mean, magandang art. Like the, you know, he never really fails with his, like the art direction or whatever. The drawing or whatever you want to call it.
I think mostly those kinds of movies, parang people are there for the vibes, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, the vibe. Maganda talaga yung vibes nga. But the storyline, medyo, I don't know, for me it was okay. It's not his best work. It's still good. I think it's still pretty solid. But it's, I think Spirited Away really is the one that is gonna be like the one that he's really known for, feel ko talaga.
Right.
I mean, because he has a lot of great movies. Like, I really like Mononoke. I like Howl's Moving Castle as well, to name a few. But yeah, I think Spirited Away is really the top of his, like, the best that he's done. And Boy and the Heron is probably like mid tier, sa tingin ko, if you ask me. But it was still worth a watch. I don't know if it's worth it in the cinema. Pero ang ganda kasi. It's nice, like the art is really
and
nice.
And especially if it's a big screen. It might be, you know, worth watching to try.
Yeah. Pero yun lang, select na select showings na lang. So might not have a chance by the time this comes out. It might not even be in theaters anymore. So, but I think it's still worth a watch. So we watched that. Ano pa ba? Did I watch anything
else? Do you think that movie goers or movie, you know, like going as a as an idea, parang medyo declining na, especially in the Philippines.
Oh yeah,
and you know how hooked we are
for sure
with Netflix and streaming services and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just a worldwide trend in general. Although the MMFF did show that there's still power in cinema, Metro Manila. MMFF pala, sorry. MMFF, tama ba?
Mm-mm.
You know, like the yung kay Ding Dong Dantes and kay Mari, and you rewind, broke record. It broke record even though they didn't really account for the increase in ticket price, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but still, it goes to show that a lot of people do enjoy going to the cinemas, lalo na during ano, Christmas and stuff. But overall, yeah, the trend is no one's really going to the movies anymore because they know in 3 months' time, lalabas na yan sa Netflix or sa HBO or sa Amazon. And it's sad, man. It's really sad because wala lang. I really love movies. Like, I love movies. Like, I love movies so much ever since ever.
I mean, we know because of all the movies that you watch and especially on cinema.
Mm.
But actually, ako, when I was younger, me and my family, I think that's one of my core memories with my family. Because me and my family, we're not really like close, especially like sa bahay, you know what I mean? And we had a lot of memories going to the movies, going to the cinema.
Mm.
It would always be around that. And even when we were all full-on adults, me and my siblings, there would be a time during the week where we would have to go home kasi manunod kami ng movie or like magkita-kita kami sa Trinoma or something like that. So I hope that it doesn't go away or like, alam mo yun, mawalan na ng cinemas or something like that.
I don't think it's gonna go away, but I think like that, I don't know. Kasi yung kumikita lang ngayon yung mga ano eh, even yung mga Marvel movies, even they have kind of gone down. But the quality kasi has gone down also in terms of like the quality of Marvel movies that have come out are kind of ass. If you ask me,
like, but then again, Ant-Man kasi syempre, grabe yung peak nila.
True, it's just there has to be, I think, another big wave of something.
Of something. We don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know because I mean, people pack Marvel movies for a long time, and then it kind of just after Endgame. So after Spider-Man, yung pinakalatest na Spider-Man. Nothing has really kind of hit that spot. I guess Avatar 2 kind of was made some waves. And Top Gun. But Top Gun did pretty well. Right? And Barbie did pretty well. And Oppenheimer, those movies, right? Did pretty well.
I apologize. I have not
seen them. You haven't seen Barbie yet?
I haven't seen Barbie. I haven't seen Top Gun. I haven't seen any Die Hard. I haven't seen
Why are you bringing Die Hard?
I know, just movies Die Hard that catching people strays. Are like raving about. I haven't seen like The Whale or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, The Whale is pretty good. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there are like, I guess, strikes of lightning where you can tell that, wow, this is something that people went to go see in the cinemas. But overall, it just doesn't happen that often. And I think it needs, I wanted to say like original ideas, but then Top Gun is a sequel. So I feel like there needs to be more original things. And I think it has to build in terms of hype online for it to be successful now. Like, especially because Barbie was huge on marketing online, right? I remember we even talked about some of Barbie's marketing. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to make, I don't think there's going to be a renaissance or anything of cinema. Like, I don't think it's going to be where everybody's back at the movies. I just think we just have to, we kind of have to just wait for the good ones and just hopefully, like, we go to the big ones lang. Because no one's going to watch small movies anymore in the cinema.
Because maybe it really is. The future is in streaming. And it maybe is. There's something big that can happen when it comes to streaming, that it doesn't feel like you're just sitting in your on your couch and just watching a random movie. Alam mo yun, yung parang,
well, pakulo. Yung goggles, like that shit, they're trying to make that a thing. I don't know if it's gonna be a thing. Yung VR. No, yung VR goggles where you ever use like an Oculus? Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Yeah, so di ba yung Oculus, I tried it once. My cousin has.
Is it
one.
Like you're in the movie?
Yeah, well, no, it's not like you're in the movie, but it's like you're in a theater. Like, gets mo, parang you're in a screen. You're watching through your eyes through a screen, but you're also looking at a screen. It's like you're.
That's so.
Dude, it's weird.
Meta.
It's
That's
so
meta.
Legit meta siya. Like, there's one thing that parang may cabin in the snow. Okay, you're like inside a cabin in the snow and you're watching a TV. It's so weird. It's cool,
I am curious.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's not as immersive because you have this heavy fucking thing on your head.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
One day when they have like, parang it's just I guess it's inside your eyeball or something, like parang contact.
That's lens. Black Mirror. You're describing a life like
Black
Mirror.
That might be the future. So yeah, I mean, that was Boy and the Heron, and then. I got a new game, dude. It's one of the most popular games right now. It's called Palworld. I'm sure there are some gamer Leche fans who probably are on it. So it's like Pokemon. Parang siyang Pokemon. But it has like guns and stuff. Okay. It's an open world game, RPG. I think you'd love it, man. I bet you Boju plays it, Filco.
Is it played on the computer?
Yeah, it's
or
played
is
on
it,
the
com- does it have like a mobile?
It's played on the computer. Yeah, it's an open world game, and it's basically a ripoff of Pokemon. Like, there's creatures called Pals that look like Pokemon, and you capture them using Pal spheres, which are pretty
pal
much
balls?
Pokeballs, right? And it's an open world, and you build a base. It's really fun. I don't want to delve too much into it, but like it's got a lot of people playing, and a lot of people are hyped on it right now. So go check out the gameplay and maybe play Palworld with me. And
this is really just you trying to get people to play Palworld
with
you.
Dude, it's fun. It's fucking fun, man. And then speaking of fun, the last thing that we did over the weekend, actually on Friday, pumunta kami sa EK. Marissa and I, we went to Enchanted Kingdom. But we didn't stay that long. Actually, original plan namin is dapat kasama namin yung pamangkin niya. But they decided to do something else. So, but they was also dun sa pumunta sila sa Pansole. So it was kind of on the way.
Yeah.
We didn't stay that long. We stayed maybe like 3 or 4 hours lang because we have that pass. Diba bumili kami ng pass? Yung only.
There's a.
Yeah, we got the only pass which had like a 2-year validity. So it's still.
Really?
Yeah.
For
and then,
EK?
Yeah, man. So,
oh, that's cool.
And it also had it comes with that EK Fast Lane or whatever, which is the most that's like the most worth it's so worth it. You have to get it.
Okay.
You have to get it. Because you don't dude, sobrang daming tao. It was so fucking packed.
Talaga?
Oh my god.
I'm kind of happy that there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's cuz
I thought that
break.
It would decline.
My school break bar or something. Basta ang daming
maybe.
Ang daming ano. school tour, field trip. Literally, the parking lot was filled with buses from all these different schools.
Wow.
Grabe, sobrang daming kids. And they were all lining up in the regular line. But we never had to line up with that fast pass. Oh, as in, walang, wait. Walang wait. It's crazy.
May parang line ba for you?
Yeah. Like, it's like a separate line. It's a separate line. Okay. Yeah. It's so worth it. I don't know how much we paid for it before. But whatever the cost is, sign me up. It's worth it. You'll be able to write everything. Like, it's not, you're gonna save so much time. But yeah. Yun nga, it was so high, it was so full of people. We didn't really do all the rides. But yeah, I'm gonna EK is still pretty chill. It's pretty cool.
You know what I miss about EK?
What's that?
The food in the, like, yung sa gitna.
Where
in
the that, games like, are?
Yung mga jungle thing. Di ba parang yeah. may theme yon? Yeah. Yung sa gitna.
Yeah.
The food there, for some reason, for me, hits, is huh? so good. Yung parang may corn, tas may chicken, tas kukuha ka na. Alam mo yun? Yeah. Ah, grabe, ang sarap nun. Di ko lang kung bakit. Pero, I mean, it's wildly expensive for, you know, what it is.
True.
But still, yeah. for me, yung parang malapit dun sa mga swan, malapit sa Swan Lake.
Swan?
Yung dun yung kainan.
Ah, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, parang may, yeah. ano, it's like a court, like parang siyang food court.
Ewan. Yes, yeah, food yeah. court. Yeah.
So yeah, EK, man. It was fun. And Finn, bro, how about you? What you do?
Well, this week, can I just say, oh my gosh. Alam mo, okay, can I just say, for all the
times
females who
me.
Experience premenstrual whatever, can I just say, grabe yung hormones ko this week. As in, like, every single moment, parang I want to cry.
Oh, no.
Pero wala namang nangyayari. It's just, I just have so much emotions. And I hope somebody out there can relate to me. Because it happens every month. As in, minsan parang nag-cross ka lang ng street, tas gusto mo umiyak. Ganun. But obviously, I don't. But it happens. So anyway, that's out of the way, can I just say? It's a natural thing and it happens. Yeah. This week, I watched a bunch of stuff despite me having work every day. I think my downtime was watching a TV show. So I watched The Missing, which is on Netflix, I believe. And it has 2 seasons. I think I talked about the first season.
Maybe.
Right?
I think so. I think, yeah.
So anyway, 2 seasons. They're both kind of connected because it has a character that was in the first season that was also one of the stars in the second season. Mm. Parang siya yung lead detective with the missing like child case sa first season. And then there's another missing child case in the second season. Honestly, when I talked to people about it, they were saying that, oh, you know, my favorite season was the first one because it was the best, and then maybe the second one wasn't. But when I watched both seasons, for me, it's like pantay. As in, both are so good. I like the mystery of the whole thing in the second season because it's an abduction. And I know it's awful, and I know it happens, and I'm not saying that it's good that it happens.
Right.
It's just that the way that they told the story in the second season was just so good. The storytelling is not linear, I might say, because parang I feel like that would be the critique for a lot of people na parang ang hirap niyang sundan kasi you don't know if it's the past or if it's the present or if it's like, is it 6 years after? But I think it contributes to the whole mystery of it all that you don't know.
But nasundan mo naman.
Masusundan mo at one point kasi malalaman mo na pag ito yung filter, you know that it was 6 years before.
Mm.
Pag pilay na siya, you know that it was 2 years before. Yung parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you would have those hints. But the storytelling is just so good because you would have small different, like small details in a character that you would have a question about. Na parang, mm-hmm. Bakit siya may sunog sa arm niya? And you would have that question but you wouldn't really like think about it. But they're gonna answer that question.
Right.
They're gonna close that loop. Which I like
okay.
because it's such a minor detail, but it contributes so much to the story. Mm. So yung isang character sa season 2 has a burn on his face and on his back na it hindi nila sinasabi that it's a big part of the story, but later on in the episodes they would explain why he got it.
Yes.
And it was such a big thing.
Mm.
Tapos ang ganda, I like that it has a closure. And I mean, compared to season 1 kasi medyo open ended. So hindi ko alam if like, you know, I mean, for me, I like the hope that it gives kasi it kind of gives you the hope that buhay pa yung bata that was abducted.
Right.
But in the second season, they actually see something, the person.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I highly recommend The Missing. It is not an easy watch because it's an hour long per episode. And it's dark, it's heavy, but for some reason, I like it. And highly, highly recommend
The
you guys.
Missing.
Yeah, it's called The Missing. Apparently, I thought it was new, but apparently it was released in 2014.
Mm.
And then the second season of 2016, I think. So yeah, go watch it. And I want to talk to you about it. So to all the true crime fans or mystery fans. And I think I mentioned before that it was part of like the Harlan Coben parang series of books. And it's not. I think it was, you know, like made for BBC or like TV or something.
Mm.
So there. I highly recommend that. I started watching Fleabag on Prime Video, and that one I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Because it's dark humor. It touches a lot on, you know, mental health issues, but in such an awkwardly evil way. Alam mo yung parang, it's so human. Kumbaga parang, all of the evil things that a human can do, aside from murder, pinagsama-sama sa isang character.
Okay.
Tapos parang, I think the reason why I can't stop watching it is because you're watching somebody create chaos in their life and it's not you. So parang yun yung parang appeal sa akin na, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? It's basically making you judge a person, but it's okay because they're not actually a human being. Like, it's just a TV show.
Mm.
Pero I find myself judging the character Fleabag.
Oh, yeah.
And I just found out last night that we never know the character's name.
Mm.
It's just Fleabag. And then, what do you call this?
Ini-explain ba bakit Fleabag name niya?
I think from the from the articles that I read last night, kasi before daw nung bata siya, tinatawag siyang flea. Tapos, ginawa niyang flea bag kasi parang it's so dirty, it's so unsanitary, it's so chaotic. So, parang ganun yung character ni Fleabag.
Okay.
And then, I like the whole thing. There's some sort of mystery as well.
So, and my overarching story siya.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
There's an overarching story why she's like that and why she does those things.
Yes.
And I feel like if I always say that I don't ever want to meet somebody who's like a Fleabag,
okay,
like that character. Because she says whatever she wants. She says it. And I don't like that. I feel like if I have a friend or a colleague or a workmate na ganun, I would be very scared of them. Kasi sensitive ako na tao, okay? And I can't be around people who are too straightforward.
Okay.
I can't. As in, hindi ko talaga kaya. Para akong, as in, I'll hurl. Masusuka ako.
Hey, so, that show won a lot of awards too, I think.
It did. It did,
Emmys,
yeah.
And Golden Globes din yata a few years back.
Yeah, and the writing is just, it's amazing. Mm. It's good. It's funny. It also makes you feel bad for laughing at something that's happening that's really bad.
Pero natapos mo siya yung season, both seasons? Or
natapos ko na yung first season.
Ah, okay.
So I'm in the middle of the second season.
Let me know if there's closure. Yun laging, I always ask if there's closure for a show. But feel ko naman meron eh.
I hope.
Yeah.
But what I also did and why I really like the show is because a lot of the things are just happening. They don't explain it.
All right.
So, and daming theories around it. Why Fleabag talks to the camera and why the priest can talk to the camera and all the other characters can't.
Okay.
So, ganun. Parang and daming theories and not one theory is explained. Walang kahit anong explanation. So I kind of like that because it's like playing with your mind.
Yes.
Speaking of, I finally finished The Handmaid's Tale book. So I watched the first season of The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu before, like years before. Mm-hmm. But I decided this year to read the book because I know that, you know, I mean, it might be different or whatever. Pero it's nice that I watched Fleabag before I finished the book because naisip ko na parang the TV show would have been so good or it would have been like parang just an idea for the main character to talk to the camera, to the audience. Kasi in the book, it's kind of like that. It may mga moments na parang kinakausap niya tayo.
Yung so, sa Handmaid's Tale?
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale.
So parang, nai-imagine, I just like playing with it in my head. Na what if the Handmaid's Tale series, like TV series, is kind of like Fleabag na may breaking the fourth wall type of thing.
Gets.
I just, parang, I had the urge of going to Reddit and actually making a post or whatever, making a thread, na parang just playing around with the idea of the Handmaid's Tale, but in a Fleabag type of, of you know, TV series. Anyway, I don't know if I want to, I don't know if I recommend the book because it's like, wala lang. It's always been there. People know about it. So if it's your type of thing, it's fine. It's fun, I guess. It's not fun. Okay. And what else did I do? Yeah, this week was just work every day. And finally, I finally started with like a freelance job that I'm doing right now. I'm under trading and my first ever shift will be tomorrow. So it's a radio job, but it's a very different radio job than what we had before because we were in commercial radio and we were in like a
pop station.
It was a pop station. This one is like a news station, I believe. So yeah, it's very different from what I did before, but the, you know, the elements that I love about radio is still there. And I like that it's very, you know, you're fiddling around with softwares and different like systems na tinuturo sa'yo. For some reason, it's exciting to me and my brain na parang you get to know this new thing. You get to learn this new editing software. You get to learn this new website or whatever. And for me, it's exciting and I'm very thankful that I have it. And the other day, actually, I had this thought when I was going to, because I'm still under training. When I was in the train, I was thinking, damn, is this worth it? Alam mo yun, napaisip lang ako, nagkaroon lang ako bigla ng negative thought na parang, is this worth it? Because literally, you're just starting at a new job and you're not even full-time. Tapos lahat ng negative stuff na isip ko, na parang, shit, nagsisimula ka pa lang and, you know, like,
kaka-hormones mo yun eh. Kaka-hormones mo yun eh. Kakatawid mo
ng
street.
Alam mo yun, yung parang, basically, I was, you know, like, I was walking down the street that time. Tapos, alam mo yun, napaisip lang talaga ako, grabe, all of the negative thoughts about this job, which I should be thankful for that I have it because it's something that I love, I'm good at, and it's always been like, you know, those are like my stepping stones, my goals. Napaisip ako lahat about the negative things that it can bring into my life.
Right.
Tapos, naalala ko yung isang like quote that I saw on Instagram because I follow a lot of like holistic whatever on Instagram. And then there's this quote that says, little by little is better than nothing at all. Tapos naisip ko yun na parang, okay, this might be a tiny thing. You know what I mean? This might be a step on your way to, you know, whatever, a full-time job or like a permanent job. But it's still something. And I don't want to take it for granted. And I don't want to take the happy aspect of it because I should be happy. You should be happy. Even if it's a racket, a part-time job, or whatever. Parang buti na lang naalala ko yung quote na yun, or else I would have gone down a rabbit hole, a dark, deep hole. So, yeah, to anybody out there struggling with that, na parang feeling nila, let's say you're starting something new, tas feeling yung liit-liit na bagay na yun, tas you think about all the negative stuff about it. Just remember, little by little is better than nothing at all. And don't quote me on that because it's not my quote. It's somebody else's quote.
Okay.
But, you know, that's it. Finn!
All right. Shall we wop out to our first TT?
Wapow.
Wapow. We're talking about the Coldplay concert. First of all, I saw, but I don't know how many of your friends on Instagram went, but like 50% of my Instagram feed was people at Coldplay. Like everybody was there. It was pretty crazy. It was pretty
everybody
crazy.
Everybody and their mom.
True. And supposedly because of that, that is a reason why President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and his wife were seen riding the presidential helicopter to the Philippine arena because, as they've said, there was a lot of people going, and their reasoning was they deemed the situation unsafe and risky for the president and his family if they had gone via car like everybody else, or by a vehicle, like a ground vehicle. So, yeah, I mean, that's the story.
I mean, I
get it. Like, he's, you know, if you're playing the safety card here, like, yeah, I get it. But
the thing is, he is a top government official. Mm. And you would expect something from those people who are in charge of the country, basically.
Mm.
And ako, napaisip lang ako na parang, but obviously they are, you know, they're human beings. They probably like music and stuff like that. Pero napaisip lang ako na priority pala yun.
Yeah.
Of a president of a country. And I don't know if it's like, I don't know if like on the PR side of things, is it a good idea? Because obviously, you know, a lot of people already have negative emotions towards the administration right now and who the president is. The last name does not help.
Right.
And the history of it all. So parang napapaisip lang ako na grabe. So ibig sabihin may time siya sa ganon. And it kind of questions me on what kind of politician, I guess. Parang I'm very careful on what to say because I don't want to be... I don't want this to be political. Alam mo yon.
Yeah.
Kumbaga parang napapaisip lang ako of the whole situation. Ganun.
You brought up a point earlier. Tapos, like actually, you know, when we think of politicians, sometimes it's hard to separate the politician from a human being. So you know, like I, you know, like Barack Obama, right? Like you see Barack Obama at events before. You know, he'd go to like basketball games sometimes or whatever. I don't remember him taking a chopper there, but I just think that, you know, I get like the safety aspect of it. I mean, the official statement was that the arena experienced unprecedented influx of 40,000 individuals, resulting in unforeseen traffic complications, which posed a potential threat. I get that, naman. I get it. But at that point, wouldn't you just skip the concert?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Unless he must really love Coldplay.
Tsaka, grabe din yung, I don't know, parang grabe yung juxtaposition ng dalawang situation na yun, that knowing that the Philippines, especially in Metro Manila and the surrounding areas, has such a big problem when it comes to traffic, when it comes to heavy traffic, and people getting stuck on the road for hours and hours on end.
Mm.
And then you see this person taking a chopper going there and taking the presidential chopper, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so. I don't I don't know if he has his own. But
if
he had his own, I think it'd be less of an issue.
No, pero that's the thing, eh, na parang if he did have his own one, sa akin kasi yung parang, grabe the irony of it all, na parang, the country that you're supposed to lead and protect and, you know, like, be there for.
Yeah.
Parang, overstep mo yung problema na yun kasi ikaw, may chopper ka.
Yeah.
Gets mo ba? Na parang, sorry kayo, wala kayong chopper. Parang ganon. Yung parang kung ako yung parang na-stuck sa traffic or I would have to leave 12 hours before a concert just to get there on time.
Right.
Parang it would make you feel a certain negative way.
Mm.
A certain way.
Yeah. Some type of way.
Some type of way.
Yeah.
alam mo yun, na parang grabe lahat kami dito nagsasacrifice. Tapos, the leader of our country kind of just like...
Yeah, I just found it strange. I found it strange that he just didn't pass on that. You know what I mean?
I know. I found it strange as well. Na parang nagulat ako when I saw a photo of him in the back. Ano bang tawag mo doon? Balcony box? I don't know. Like
whatever the expensive like, tickets are, right?
like rooftop. Di ko alam eh. Pero, diba? Parang mapapaisip ka na, grabe, may...
Mm. Yeah. He must really love Coldplay. They must really love Coldplay.
He must.
I mean, I don't even like Coldplay that much, bro. Like, you know what? Like, if someone said, you want to go Coldplay, but you got to take the chopper, I'd probably be like, how far is the chopper? That's how much I'm not super into Coldplay. I'm like,
yeah.
But yeah.
It was such a strange decision, yeah, I guess.
Because it was held in a, I don't think we mentioned it, but I think most people who most people know that it was held at Filipino Arena, which is notorious for just terrible conditions for driving. Like the Bruno Mars concert was slammed, and I think whenever there's like a K-pop concert that goes on there, people are stuck in traffic for hours and hours and hours. So you know, what can you do, right? I mean, it's just...
But that's a thing. I feel like that's also like one problem that can be addressed. You know, na parang we always have this thinking na, you know, what can you do? That's the thing. That's the situation, the traffic situation in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. But these people who are taking choppers can do something about
right.
it. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they've never experienced it. And maybe that's one of the reasons why they don't do anything about it. Kasi di nila na-experience eh. Alam mo yun? Can you imagine? Oo, ang daming may nakakotse, pero I'm sure may mga nag-commute, may mga... had to take the bus or had to,
my like, shuttle. May mga shuttles yata galing ano eh, parang SM North and stuff like that. So anyway,
but yeah, I mean
that's just that's the hullabaloo. I don't think there's anything's gonna come of it. I mean, I don't really know.
I know
what are you gonna do?
I'm sure people are gonna be forgetting about
for sure. And,
but yeah,
let us know what you think. You know, should he?
Yeah,
I think he should have just skipped the concert.
Yeah,
or at least I don't know.
Or ako, naisip ko, doesn't the president have like the privilege to like invite somebody in Malacañang and be like, oh, you know, you're such a famous rock star. I want to invite you to my big old house. You know what I mean? Diba?
Yeah, it's true.
Di ba may mga ganon?
I think so.
So anyway, I don't know.
Think so.
I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, what do you guys think about it? We want to know. But it's just a strange feeling. Parang ako, I don't know what to say about
it. Skip the concert, man. I'm just thinking, I think you should have skipped the concert, right? I don't care if it was Coldplay or Bruno Mars. If you're going to take a chopper, just skip the concert. Or take the car, man.
It's the same thing, I guess, like what people would feel about when he was seen in the F1 event.
So Singapore. Singapore,
remember.
Man. Yeah, Singapore.
Oh, Singapore.
Right. Yeah, but at least in that case, my sabi nga, at least his very their another justification is it's a, you know, there's world leaders and shit there. Wala namang world leaders sa Coldplay. Mga influencers lang.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. Because that's at least F1, they can discuss business in between the 500 laps or whatever that shit is. You're gonna discuss, what are you gonna do in between yellow and Viva La Vida, bro? Like,
just there are no world leaders.
Skip
there.
The concert, oh man.
But
anyway, yeah, wapow, man. Wapow, wapow, wapow,
wapow, wapow.
All right, let's talk about this one, the one that you found.
Okay, so this is from Manila Bulletin's Facebook page, and they posed it as a question of the day because there's this Facebook user named Daisy Borja, and I'm guessing that the person that she interviewed took the screenshots and like made it more public.
Mm.
But basically, she opened a job opening. So there's a job opening in where I'm guessing basta nag-hire
siya.
Oh, nag-hire siya. And then the person that she's talking to They're talking about the details of it all. So, pasend ng documents, resume, CV, NBI clearance, blah, blah, blah. And the person that she's interviewing, or supposedly should be interviewing, tinanong kung magkano yung salary. And she then continued to say, wala pang sinisend na documents and requirements, sahod na agad yung tinatanong mo. Kapag ganyan sistema ng utak mo, siguradong hindi ka magtatagal sa lahat ng ina-applyan mo. Salamat, sir. I'm no longer interested in our conversation. They posed the question, well, basically, what do you think about this? And they're saying, like, in the details na she shut down the applicant's questions regarding the wage range.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daisy Borja clarified that candidates should be ready rather than inquiring about application process, prerequisites, and compensation range. Now, that is such, isn't it parang an understanding already? Obviously, you are hiring somebody and what they can do for your business or your company, and may bayad yon.
Right.
And it should be talked about. It's one of the first things that you should be talking about. Mm. But honestly, as like, what do you call this? As a young person, when I was first applying for jobs, it was always the most stressful thing to ask. That's why I think nowadays, talagang if you're gonna have a job posting, dapat clarified kung ano yung
range.
Yung range, yung wage range doon. Mm. Like, yung bayad, basically. Kasi, di ba, parang...
Yeah, I've seen a couple now where, especially, I think there's a lot of companies, maybe they're hesitant to put an exact number. So what I've been seeing recently, which I think is a good change, is they give a range and then they put like either a disclaimer or in parentheses, based on experience.
Yeah, based on parang experience. Ganun,
which makes sense.
But at least you have a number.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I like diba? That. I like that. I feel the same this way as you. As a youth, in my youth. I don't know why it's such an intimidating question to ask. And I think it's just, what do you call that? Parang na ingrained lang sa atin na it's wrong to ask that shit. I don't
That's
know.
That's true.
Diba?
I think it's like a cultural thing.
Right.
Kasi, you know that a lot of like jobs and companies in the Philippines, they consider themselves like quote-unquote family.
Right.
Na dapat hindi nababayaran yung ganun, yung service and love that you have for a company. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And in essence, like, I know it's easier said than done, pero, you know, like, people would always say, it's your job. It's just a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Na dapat nababayaran ka compared to, I mean, kung ano yung ginagawa mo for the company or for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? I know it's easier said than done because I have been in that situation na basically, ayoko mawalan ng trabaho by jeopardizing it by asking if mababayaran ba ako dito or hindi.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, honestly, sinasabi ko to, pero ang dami ng situations before, especially being a freelancer and being new to the, you know, like, the workforce, na parang, shit, tatanungin ko ba? Pero kasi baka ma-turn off sila if tatanungin ko kung magkano.
Yeah.
And then, in the end, sasabihin nila kung magkano, tas nagawa mo na yung trabaho, tas you don't think that it is
high enough
what's,
or whatever.
Yeah, right? You don't think that it's high enough or, you know, the worth of what you just did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that it might also be largely influenced by our culture, especially our work culture in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Kasi minsan magugulat ka if like, let's say, kunwari, you work a virtual job, tas yung company mo sa Europe or like somewhere else, na talagang clear-cut, talagang professional, you get out at 5 and 8 hours ka lang and that's it, bye.
Mm.
But then again, you know, hindi naman sa lahat. There would still be some companies that would expect you to work more than what you're supposed to kasi you're supposed to have this love and passion for the company and for the job.
I get you.
I mean, I'm not saying that I've never done that kasi sa totoo, awkward siya eh.
It is.
And maybe yun nga. Maybe nga dahil nga sa culture natin.
Yeah, I think it's just also like a, maybe like a stigma that's associated with, especially for new workers.
Mm.
And also, I think it's also one of those things like, you know how people don't like to talk about their salary and shit. I feel like that plays a part in it too. Feel ko lang, I don't know. I'm just kind of guessing here, because, for example, if you're gonna apply at a job where your friend works or something, you don't even know how much your friend makes, probably.
Yeah.
So it's kind of.
And how are you gonna ask?
You know what I mean, right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's why I always think it's. I feel like I think I talked about this with you before, either in person, in private, or on the podcast. Like I don't mind like sharing like how much like I make roughly to people if they ask me, because I think it, if they're interested in like doing something similar, at least they would have a ballpark. Or, you know, I've also done that before where I ask frankly, you know, how much somebody makes. I'm like, oh, I could demand that pala, for example lang. Ganun yung,
yeah.
Diba? So I've learned a lot by being more open with talking about earnings. So I think it's
and
a big
especially
help.
If especially if it's coming from a professional
point of view. It's not like a chismis kind of thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's more of a curiosity, and also just so that you can kind of gauge where you are in the field, in your field. So I think so. So basically, you know, just going back to the TT, if you look at the screenshot, yeah. I will say though, I mean, because it's a snapshot of what looks like a longer conversation.
Yeah.
Meron nga thumbs up yung ano eh, the person that's applying.
Yeah.
I will say though, minsan din, kasi if you read the post ni Daisy, may part dun naka. Nakasulat, huwag kayong masanay na isusubo sa'yo bawat detalye kung gusto mo i-hire ka ng isang company. Now, obviously, she didn't write the salary and that's what they were asking for. I get that.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I notice this so often, kasi I go on a lot of yung mga racket pages, diba? Yung mga looking for event host, looking for voiceover, looking for whatever. And sometimes, may makikita mga post dun na looking for blank blank. Nakasulat na lahat ng information. Tapos may mga comments pa na asking, and they didn't read the post. So
yeah,
I'm not defending Daisy Borja or whoever this person is, right? I'm just saying sometimes then people are asking questions that are already there, and you already that can piss off a lot of hires.
I know,
you
know, but that's a different issue in itself.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's if it's not the salary involved, but I was just looking at the conversation. Yeah. You know, my thumbs up na emoji, kind of weird to use a thumb. Actually, it's weird to do a job thingy over Messenger in general.
So maybe it's not even the applicant's, you know, problem or issue.
Yeah.
It really is the person hiring. Kasi, the fact na nilalagay mo sa Facebook, sometimes nga hindi siya trustworthy eh. Kasi obviously you would want it, if kunwari sa Facebook, you would want it to be in a group, alam mo yun, with all of the
whatever,
all
like
the
people,
details
yeah.
and everything. Yeah. So, yes. Alam mo, gets ko din kasi why people are, you know, like seeing this as a negative thing. And na-experience ko na rin before. Kasi nga, ayaw mo naman na isipin din nila. And maybe, like, again, this might also be, like, just a cultural thing and just happens, you know, like, in the Philippines or somewhere else. Na, ayaw mo din naman na isipin nila na you're just there for the money. Pero kasi, dapat.
But that's what we're there
also,
for, man.
I know. Pero, pwede mo din kasi ipakita that you are not just there for the money. Yes, money is a top priority. Pero mapapakita mo din through your application.
Yeah.
Na, you know, I'm gonna be worth
this,
it. Yeah, you're passionate about this. Yeah. You want to grow in this career. You want to grow in this position or whatever. So, ganun. I don't know.
I feel you.
I think, yeah.
That's true. That's
I think,
correct.
I hope that this is the type of thinking na outdated na. You know, that we are actually going into the direction that if you are going into a company and you're hired, or when you're applying for a company, is this a top priority that you would have to talk about is pay. And I hope that I wish I had that ability before to ask. Talaga. As in. Kasi grabe feeling ko, ang dami kong times na rob of like a better pay
right.
just because, hindi ko siya tinanong at first. Especially ako knowing me, ano ko, trigger happy ako eh. When I like the project or when I like the job that's given to me, excited ako mag-yes.
Yeah.
Excited ako mag-yes, pero nalilimutan ko na, shit, kailangan ako bayaran dito. And the aspect that I don't like, even though I like the job itself, the aspect that I don't like is how low they pay you.
Mm.
So, you know, it's hard.
It is.
But this is connected to the next part of the podcast. Yeah. So are we going to wapow?
Wapow! All right, let's go to our the final thing we're doing, Reddit Recados. As mentioned earlier, this is coming off of a post from Anti-Work PH. So have you ever been to any Anti-Work subreddit? This one is specifically for the Philippines. But Anti-Work, it's like a movement. It's about... like people complaining about their employer or the like labor exploitation, whatever. People complaining about companies screwing them over, right?
Okay.
So there's one person who is they posted anonymously. I mean, they use a Reddit account, but they didn't reveal any personal information. So the here's the title of their post that went viral. Pina HR ako kasi nagka-allergy yung office mate ko sa baon ko na nasa ref na ninakaw at kinain niya.
That's insane.
All right.
That is unbelievable that it even happened.
Yeah. So, the story goes, so dumating daw siya sa office with the lunchbox, and then they put it in a paper bag with tape, and they even put their name on it, four, and then they put their name, so four, whatever their name is, they didn't say it, and linigay sa ref, kasi balak daw i-microwave during lunch. After a few hours, it was lunchtime, blah, 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 and dun nakita nga yung baunan nga sa sink. Anyway, the next day, after lang minutes, may ka-work ako na di daw makahinga at pantal yung face. Not the next day. During that day, there was a coworker na hindi daw makahinga after lunchtime. And allergy daw ganun. So, wala daw pake kasi gutom na. Gutom, wala na siya pake.
Like,
he wasn't thinking about it. So, umuwi lang siya. Bad trip lang. Di ba? Kasi he was hungry or she were hungry. And then the next day, yun nga, nakatanggap daw siya ng email from HR for a meeting. Umatin siya and sinabi nga, dahil daw may nag-report na yung food ang cause ng near-death experience ng ka-workmate niya. Anyway, so that's the gist of the story. That's throughout the course of the week, update this person was updating. So, parang lima yating updates nga. You can go check it on Anti-Work PH. Search mo lang yung title, Pina HR ako kasi naka-allergy yung office mate ko. You'll find it right away. But there was a final update. So, eventually, it came nga na... They ended up doing the right thing. Like they didn't put any blame on the person. And the person who took the lunch though genuinely apologized to the person. But it's just kind of crazy that could even be brought to that point. Na ma-HR ka kasi ninaka yung baon
mo. Sinong nag-bring up sa HR? And why would it even have to be, why would HR even have to be involved in the first place?
Yeah.
What can they do? Because it's not a spat between the two. It was a reaction towards the food that they ate. Hindi naman niya sinubo yung pagkain sa,
right?
Sa workmate niya, di ba?
Yeah.
That's just weird na parang, kung feeling ko ako yung HR, parang naisip ko, so anong gagawin ko?
Yeah, parang yung final update niya is yung HR... Kasi parang iba-iba yung mga HR department ng mga companies minsan, di ba? Like,
okay.
Sometimes there's a separate HR for one unit, something like that. Based on my understanding sa update, I'm not sure if I misunderstood it. But that, the HR, like one HR rep that isn't representative of the person's unit, the one whose lunch was stolen, is nagkamali din eh. I mean, they were also, what do you call it? Reprimanded because they even brought this to HR in the first place. But yun nga, like you said, like what's the conversation like? Like when you go, like the person who got the allergies, if you're gonna go to your own HR, for example, how do you even start that? I took someone's lunch I mean, it's
that's just strange. I mean, like, is it even in the bylaws? Is it even in the company rules? Nah, I don't know. Because like HR probably can't do anything because they're not in the medical field.
Yeah,
hindi sila hospital. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, if you just read the update, it's, I mean, for example, one line sa final update is, si HR rep na unprofessional, pinagalitan daw both ng HR head, directors, and yung HR rep na naghahandle ng department namin. See, like, there's different departments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, whoever got the allergy attack went to their HR whatever, and then I guess it escalated to that. It's just so...
Grabe, minsan, I still can't believe it that people would actually do that. Fully knowing that there's a name there and it's for somebody else.
Right.
First of all, kahit gano pa ako kagutom, parang hindi ko kasi makakain yung ganun kasi obviously, una-una, hindi sa akin. Pangalawa, like, what if hindi ko gusto or like, hindi siya properly made, you know what I mean? Na-imagine ko na lang, ewan ko, I don't know how like that conversation in this person's head na parang, uy, kainin ko to.
Dun sa bahay namin sa States, I live with a bunch of my cousins before. It was sacred, yung no name fair game. Yun talaga. So pag walang pangalan, you can eat it. But if you have a name, you can't touch it. It was like a sacred rule. And what's even crazier is that this person put their name on it, according to them. Now, once again, of course, you know, to all the Leche fans, this is this was a story posted on Reddit, so we don't know if it's verified.
If it's
know, we don't know if it's true. We don't know if it's just like a post made for clout. But the account has been active for a while, so it's not like it was a brand new Reddit account that just decided to post a crazy story like this. So I feel legit. Feel ko lang. Just me as a Redditor who's kind of seen a lot of shit on Reddit. Feel ko it's legit. I don't know.
But the thing is, let's say sabihin natin hindi niya nilagay. Would you say na okay lang yun?
No, na may HR siya?
Especially hindi, especially kasi hindi kahit yung hindi may HR na parang kinain niya yung pagkain.
Oh,
hindi kasi feeling ko especially in the office. Gets ko kasi yung sa bahay.
Yeah. No, it happens a lot though. I hear stories of that online. Sure. Yun nga, it's, most of it is Reddit posts though. But I'm trying to think of a scenario where if it's happened in real life where I know somebody. But I think it would be best to let the Leche fans kind of maybe chime in. I'm sure some fucker in your office ate your lunch, bro.
We want to know somebody out there who has experiences na kayo yung kumain ng pagkain ng iba or kinain yung pagkain niya. We want to know what you think about it. But man, that would be...
Pero sa totoo, but let's can say, I just if, say, if Jollibee, tas walang pangalan, tas it was there for 2 days, kakainin ko, feel ko. Feel ko lang ha, if it's there for 2 days, tas hindi binalikan.
Days, please naman, 2 days.
Okay na, baka, nasa ref naman eh.
Hindi, pero diba, parang...
Good spy yun,
maalam mo, mapapahama ka pa sa ganun, sasakit yung chan mo, magkaka-diarrhea ka. Uy, papa-HR ka na, no?
Bakit mo iniwan yung pagkain mo doon?
Oh my gosh, grabe. But, you know what? I just remembered a story. When I was younger and I was living in my parents' house with all of my siblings there, I was the very anal person in my, you know, kami na mga, sa amin na mga siblings ko. I would always put a name on the food that I want to eat. Kahit na sabihin natin na, kunwari, dinala ng parents ko yung box of donuts for everybody. And then I would set aside 2, tapos lalagyan ko ng name yung akin. Grabe the fee. Alam mo, sobrang asshole ko talaga ng bata ko. Pero the fear that I would instill in my siblings' heads. As in, like, may one time, nakain ng kapatid ko yung isang chocolate bar. Tapos hindi niya nakita na sa akin pala yun, may pangalan. Grabe, nagpanik siya. Like, sinabihan niya yung sister ko na, oh my gosh, I ate her food. We need to go to 7-Eleven. We need to buy one more. As in, parang naisip ko, nung kinikwento nila sa akin to years after, naisip ko na parang, grabe, sobrang sungit ko talaga dati. Ang sungit ko talaga dati, as in. Especially towards my sisters, as in.
Oh, damn.
Tsaka sa brother ko, grabe. As in, nakakaloka talaga before. Especially nung magkakasama kami sa bahay. As in, so parang, naalala ko lang. Kasi yung fear daw sa mata ni Boju, na parang, oh my gosh, I hate her, man.
Wait, ano ba yung ano? Sorry. I mean, why was he so afraid though? Ano bang ginagawa mo?
Hindi, masungit ka lang? Before, hindi, the before talaga. As in, magsisprak talaga ako.
Talaga.
As in, like, oh, I hate my food! I told you not to eat my food! As in, medyo unhinged talaga ako.
Damn.
But anyway, hindi na ako ngayon ganon. Okay,
Joey doesn't share food. Ganon yung vibes.
And I've apologized to Boju. Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. Sige. That's my
problem. Oh, ask Boju if he plays Palworld. Ask. I'm curious.
Sige. Message mo na lang siya.
Actually,
message
mo na lang siya. Oh, true. friends pa naman kami sa Instagram.
All right, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it, man. We are donezo for the week.
Yay.
Thank you to everyone. Make sure to hit us up online. Oh, by the way, somebody posted a halal show. Lecce Fam.
Facebook.
So if you want to join us, halal show Lecce Fam Facebook group. So someone said that they were listening to the latest mix and how we talked about yung mahabang intro ni Ariana Grande. Sabi daw that they just saw that she released 7 more versions of that song. That's not so that JC, you're gonna love the extended mix version.
How extended?
That's my acapella version. Ano yun? 40 seconds of blank at the start. Ano yun?
Hindi, baka meron lang yun.
Yeah. Oh man. But yeah, if you want to chime in, go on there as well. Ano pa?
And don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at the Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram. Mm. And send us an email. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Oh, sabi ni Frederick, by the way, last na to, listening to the latest mix. And parang gusto ko na tumaya sa loto dahil kay JC.
I know, you've influenced a lot of people.
It's fun, man. It's fun. But yeah, we'll be back next
it's
week.
It's a waste of money. <It's
not. laughs> Fade the dream! Extra song, Rika G. Halalishu!
Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.